But tonight, I want to talk to you that are listening by means of radio and you who are present in this auditorium. After the fire comes revelation. I'm not talking about something that you get out of a book. I'm not talking about something that you receive in Sunday school, or even something that you receive secondhand from a preacher. But I'm talking about something that you receive firsthand by revelation. After the fire comes a revelation. And before a revolution can take place, there has to be a revelation. And I want God to reveal Himself to you in a supernatural way. Some of you wonder why you're going through the fire. God's getting ready to use you. But before He can use you, you got to be tried. We are not far from Detroit. That's where they make all the automobiles. But before those automobiles can flood the market, they have to be tested. And they have to be approved. And before God can flood the market with all the sons of God in this last day revival, you got to be approved. And that's the reason why you've been gone through the fire. Just bow your neck and stay in there and hang in there, because help is on the way. God is getting ready to use you in this last day like you have never been used before. Can you shout praise the Lord? Somebody says, but preacher, I'm too old. I'm ready to retire. Let me tell you about a man that was 80 years of age before God called him. And you're going to find out whether you're ready to retire or not. Moses was 80 years of age on the backside of a desert. And in order for God to captivate him and to get his attention, he had to put a bush on fire. There, we're coming to that fire again. After the fire, and Moses now is 80 years of age. The first 40 years of Moses' life, he was somebody. He was the prime minister. Yes, he was. He was the prime minister next in succession to Pharaoh. He was somebody. But God can't use a somebody. Before God can use you, you've got to be reduced to a nothing. To a nobody. And then God picks up a nobody and makes a somebody out of it. And then He sends you forth to do not your thing, but you're going to do God's thing. Can you shout praise the Lord with me now? Moses was on the backside of a desert, 80 years of age. He spent 40 years there and became a nobody. No longer was his name on the lips of every Egyptian. They didn't know who he is now. Now he's a prime target for God to pick up and use. And the only way that God could captivate him was through the miraculous and the supernatural and the sensational. And he put a bush on fire. So what's sensational about a bush being on fire? It wasn't being consumed. It just lit up like a Christmas tree. And it lay burning in the desert. And Moses said, I've got to step aside and see this strange sight. And the closer he got to the bush and was looking it over, a voice came right. There's the voice again. After this, the voice came out of the fire and said, Moses! God even knows your name. He said, take your shoes off your feet, for whereon thou standest is holy ground. Moses said, yes, Lord. And he stands in the presence of Almighty God, and God said, I have called you to be the deliverer of my people. You're going to stand before Pharaoh and say unto him, thus saith the Lord, let my people go. He said, but oh Lord, I am nothing. I'm slow of speech. I can't even talk. God said, goody, I'll put the words in your mouth. Hallelujah. God loves to pick up people that can't talk, because he don't want you going around saying your words. He wants you to speak his words. And he said, I will put the words in your mouth. After the fire comes a revelation. Can you shout amen, somebody? What happened? He says, but Lord, they won't believe me. Who shall I say sent me? He says, you tell them that I am hath sent you. And I'll tell you, you can always tell a man or a woman of God, because when they speak, they always speak about I am the Lord. They don't put God in the past or put him in the future, but God is always in the present tense, and God is a miracle working God in 1980, just like he was in 1900, just like he was 2,000 years ago. Can you raise your hands and shout praise the Lord with me, somebody? A revelation. Moses received a revelation from God, and God used him to bring deliverance to a whole nation of people. He said, but Lord, I ain't got no sign. Can you give me a sign? He said, what's that thing in your hand? He said, ain't nothing but a rod, Lord. God says, you want a sign? I'll give it to you. Throw the rod down. And, and when he threw the rod down, it became a serpent. You ask God for a sign. When he gives you one, you get scared to death. He said, now don't get scared. Just reach down and get it by the tail. And when he did, it turned back into a rod. He said, hey, Lord, that's all right. He said, you ain't got another one there, do you? Because he said, what if they don't believe that one? He said, all right, put your hand in your bosom. He said, yes, Lord. Got it there. Take it out. Ah! And when he looked at it, his hand turned into leprosy. Got scared to death. Every time God gives you a sign, folks get, now the Lord don't do things like that today. God said, Moses, put it back in your bosom. When he did it, he said, take it out again, and it became normal. He said, if they don't believe the first sign, they'll believe the second sign. And every one of you know the story of how God brought deliverance to a whole nation of Israel, because a man had the fire of God that caused a revelation in his life and used him to stand before Pharaoh to let his people go. And God is preparing an army of believers today that's going to go forth and stand before the devil and say, thus saith the Lord, let my people go. And mighty signs and wonders are going to be wrought in the name of the Lord that's going to bring deliverance to the people of God. We are living in the hour of revival, and God is preparing a people. But don't stop with the wind or the earthquake or the fire. It's after the fire, the still small voice of revelation. Raise your hands and praise the Lord with me, everybody. Will you please? I'm reading from 1 Kings. And I love this. Chapter 19, verse 12. And after the fire, a still small voice. You see, God has to bring us through. He has to bring us through the wind. He has to bring us through revival, through the manifestation of the Spirit. He has to bring us through the demonstration of the Spirit. And he has to bring us through the sensational part that affects the very outward life of man. just to move us in after the fire. The still small voice. And I use this particular point because not just from 1 Kings, but from Isaiah chapter 48. I call it, why the fire? God puts us through the fire, and I believe this is one of the key points, and that is to purify us. Purification. After the fire, we are purified. Can you shout amen with me, somebody? Isaiah chapter 48. Let me read chapter 6 first. I like this one first. Chapter 6 of Isaiah, verse 1. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Above it stood the seraphims. Each one had 6 wings. With twain he covered his face, and with twain he covered his feet, and with twain he did fly. One cried unto another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. And the posts of the door moved at the voice of him that cried, and the house was filled with smoke. Then said I, this is Isaiah, woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips, for mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Then flew one of the seraphims unto me, having a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with the tongs from off the altar. And he laid it upon my mouth and said, Lo, this has touched thy lips, and thine iniquity is taken away, and thy sin is purged. Also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, Whom shall I send, and who will go for us? Then said I, Here am I, send me. Because he was touched with a live coal from off the altar of God, which was burning with fire. After the fire, God was trying to purify this man. Who will go for me? And after he was purged, he said, Here am I, Lord. Send me. And before God can send you, and before God can use you, there has to be a purification in the lives of every one of us who name the name of Jesus Christ. Can you shout amen with me, somebody? Also, I would like you to turn to Isaiah chapter 48. Just one verse of scripture, if you will, please. Verse number 10, 48:10, Behold, I have refined thee, but not with silver. I have chosen thee in the furnace of affliction. Wow. And a lot of folks say, I'm living all I know how. How come I got to go through this fire? Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. God has chosen you out of the furnace of affliction, and God is getting ready to use you. Can you shout hallelujah? Every time you're called to go through the fire, people begin to look at you cross-eyed. Especially church folks. Every time trouble comes your way, they'll look at you and say, they must be sinning to be gone through all that mess. Woo-hoo. Are you listening? And we have been brainwashed in the church. And many of you folks are discouraged, on the verge of backing up and going back into the world. And I believe the Lord sent me just in time just to sort of make you feel good that if you are going through some trouble, God's been bragging on you. And He's getting ready to use you. Are you listening to me? God chooses you out of the furnace of affliction. Out of the fire. Do you know there's some Christians that ain't worth a dime? Now some of you, of course, these are inflated times. I used to say they weren't worth 2 cents. But since this is an inflated area that we're living in, I raised it to a dime. Some Christians aren't worth a dime. And do you know why they ain't worth much? Because they haven't been through much. Some Christians can't stand the pressure. And they can't stand the fire. They can't stand the heat. Everything's got to be going just right for them. Everybody's got to love you. You got to have money in your pocket. Everybody got to be nice to you. And then, thanks the Lord, I'm saved and sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost. But just as soon as a little fire comes, you think you're backslidden. You have to go through the fire because God is trying to refine you as pure gold so He can put you out on the front lines and use you when you're out there against the devil. Can you shout amen, somebody? One of you shall chase 1,000. 2 of you shall put 10,000 to flight. 3 of you will move 100,000. And 4 of you can put 1,000,000 on the run. Greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. Raise your hands and shout hallelujah. 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 Purification. Now listen. God is trying to move us out of the world. Now some of you ain't going to like this. Don't turn the radio off. Jesus said, come out from the world and be separated and touch not the unclean thing, and then I will receive you unto myself. Holiness. Holiness is refined in the fire. Can you shout amen? Amen? But nobody wants the fire. The world has moved into the church. And the world has become churchy. And the church has become worldly. You can't tell the world from the church. And you can't tell the church from the world. Even Hollywood is saved. But God is looking for a people that's willing to go through the fire and to be purified and get rid of the sin on the inside so that you can walk a holy life so that the world know that God is a holy God. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, He is a holy God and His people are a holy people. If you believe it, shout amen. But this message is not accepted today. But thank God I'm going to preach it anyhow. It's either holiness or hell. I said it's either holiness or hell. After the fire comes purification. And God is ready to use you because you have been purified in the fire. Can you raise your hands and shout hallelujah with me, somebody?
This message is continued on the other side of this record. Please stop your machine and turn the cassette over. Thank you.